Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
It is time now for today's Strawberry Letter. And if you need advice on relationships, dating, work, sex, parenting, and more, please submit your Strawberry Letter to SteveHarveyFM.com and click Submit Strawberry Letter. We could be reading your letter live, just like we're going to read this one right here, right now. You never know. It could be yours. So write us. We want to help you. We do.
Yes, we do. Buckle up and hold on tight. We got it for you. Here it is. Strawberry Letter.
Thank you, nephew. Subject, how did the pine straw get in there? Dear Stephen Shirley, my husband and I have a 4-year-old son and a 3-year-old daughter. We also have 2 small dogs. We got one for my son and he didn't want to share with our daughter, so my husband went out and bought her a dog too. We are happy with our little family, but we are consumed with household chores and taking care of our children and pets. I work out after work, so my husband takes the children and the dogs to the park down from our house. I got home yesterday and I assumed they were still at the park. I called my husband Daryl, and Linda from 2 houses down answered his phone. She said Daryl had to go get one of the dogs that ran off, so I thanked her and hung up. I started cooking and cleaning up a bit, and in comes Daryl with the kids and dogs. He said all of them had been to the park. He was all dusty and dirty, but the children were spotless. He said one of the dogs ran off and he slipped in pine straw when he ran after it. He had tiny pieces of pine straw coming out of his shoe and out of the back of his jogging pants. He went to shower and put on clean clothes. A few minutes later, Linda knocked on the door to return my daughter's shoe that had fallen off, and Linda was full of pine straw too. My children were not dirty at all, but Linda and my husband were. Linda left, and I went to check the jogging pants my husband had on. How did he get the pine straw all up in his pants? As soon as he got out of the shower, I accused him of messing with Linda at the park. He yelled for a good while, and it made him sound guilty. Should I watch him and Linda now? Is that a question? Girl, what do you think? Yeah, you should watch them. That Linda. Start with what the blank was she doing answering your husband's phone? I mean, then why was she in your house alone? You're grilling your husband, but please don't let Miss Linda off the hook. She had no business being in any of this. They are both wrong. They weren't caring anything about you or the kids. Both of them need to be checked for sure. She doesn't get to be in your house and with your man with no consequences. What is this? She's lying. Your husband's lying, and you know it because they didn't say anything about the pine straw. That's so very obvious. That was why he was doing all that yelling and stuff to distract you. Okay? This is really crazy here. I mean, both of them have pine straw. It sounds like to me they were rolling around in the pine straw. All right? Otherwise, how did they get the pine straw all over them? And the kids were out there too and they got nothing. All right? I just think you saw it with your own eyes, the pine straw on both of them. No one else, not the dogs, not the kids. No matter how he tries to yell and lie about it, they're both guilty of rolling around in the straw together. That's my conclusion after reading this letter. What's another explanation you can think of? I don't think there's one. You really don't need to watch them. You really don't, because you've seen and heard all you need to know. Steve?
Wow. 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 Did we read two entirely different letters? Because I feel as though I did. Tommy, bear with me on this one, my brother.
All right.
You know,
Shirley,
you know, it's amazing how women stick together and you all don't review the facts properly.
Get your lies together. Here we go.
How did the pine straw get up here? D. Steve and Shirley, my husband and I have a 4-year-old son, 3-year-old daughter. We got 2 small dogs, one for my son. He didn't want to share with our daughter. This ain't got nothing to do with this letter. So my husband went and bought her a dog, too. So what? Here we go. We are happy with our little family, but we are consumed with household chores and taking care of our children and pets. That has nothing to do with the letter either.
Well, she just wants to give you some backstory.
I work out after work, so my husband takes the children and dogs to the park down from our house. I got home yesterday, and I assumed they were still at the park. I called my husband. Mm-hmm. Shirley, you want to prove your point so bad. Where did you get she was up in their house? Linda, nowhere in this letter, because you have decided to side with Linda.
Listen.
And you all are against Daryl.
I'm not siding with Linda.
Yes,
Linda
you
was the one that answered the husband's phone. No,
but you said she was up in their house. Linda ain't been to their house till later on, girl. See, you trying to make more out of this than it is. I assumed they was at the park. I called my husband. Now, you were right about this part. Daryl and Linda from 2 houses down answered his phone.
Mm-hmm. They were together. Mm.
That's obvious.
Mm-hmm.
But it was not in their house. They was at the park. A public place. Daryl can't stop Linda from going to the park. Now, she told him Daryl had to go get one of the dogs that ran off. You just said you all are consumed with housework and chores. And going to get them dogs is one of them things.
Mm-hmm.
He had to run off. Ain't no telling how far that dog
ran.
Hang
on, Steve. Hang on. We'll have part 2 of your response coming up at 23 minutes after the hour. The subject of today's Strawberry Letter is, how did the pine straw get in there? Okay, we'll get back into it right after this.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here. Wishing you a very happy half-off holiday, because right now Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. And Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So that means a half day. Yeah? Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speeds low after 35 gigabytes of networks busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
All right, come on, Steve. Let's recap today's Strawberry Letter. The subject is, how did pine straw get in there?
I'm here on behalf of Daryl, who is in this letter. Shirley is here on behalf of the wife and is against Linda.
Oh,
this couple got a lot, two dogs, little kids, four-year-old, three-year-old dogs. The lady works out after work, and so the kid take the kids and the husband take the kids and dogs to the park down the street from their house. A lady came in from home yesterday and they assumed they were still at the park, so she called her husband, Daryl. Linda, from two doors down, answered his phone. I have no idea how that happened. That's unexplainable.
What is she answering his phone for?
You therefore have every right to want to know that. Because that right there, I don't know how dumb Daryl really is. Hey, baby, get that.
Right.
Hey, Linda, get that. That might be Joanne. Get that. She answered the phone. She said Daryl had to go get one of the dogs that ran off. So I thanked her. So I'm assuming that what Linda tried to do was throw some shade by answering the phone, but also saying, I'm sitting here on the park bench and Daryl had to run off to get one of the dogs. And it must have worked because she said, so I thanked her and hung up. I started cooking and cleaning up a bit, and in come Daryl with the kids and the dog. He said all of them had been to the park. That's what you said. That's where Linda answered the phone. He was all dusty and dirty, but the children were spotless. He said one of the dogs ran off and he slipped in the pine straw when he ran after him. I play golf. One of my most dreaded moments is when the ball is laying in pine straw. I have slipped in pine straw on the golf course. You can fall.
And it got in there?
You got it.
That's what this letter is about.
See, when he fell, he rolled around. Because he's not as athletic as me.
So Daryl,
he said they had been, but he was dusty. He said one of the dogs ran off and he slipped in the pine straw when he ran after. He had tiny pieces of pine straw coming out of his shoe. You got to chase a dog. And out of the back of his jogging pants. He went to shower and put on some clean clothes. A few minutes later, Linda knocked on the door to return my daughter's shoe that had fallen off. And Linda was full of pine straw, too. You know what? Linda, this heifer here, man.
Doing the most.
Answering phones, bringing shoes back. Going back with shoes and evidence and all this here. Linda, your ass is the other one. You got to start. You got to know other one rules. Your ass gonna be answering the phone and bringing the shoes back. And Linda was full of pine straw, too. My children were not dirty at all. But Linda and my husband were. Linda left, and I went to check the jogging pants my husband had on. How did he get pine straw all up in his pants? He told you he failed.
That's what we all want to know.
He failed. As soon as he got out of the shower.
Yeah, because he fell on Linda.
He fell. Linda was helping look for the dog, too.
And she fell, too.
Everybody can't stand up in pine straw.
It's a skill.
Very few people know how to do that. You didn't even know what pine straw was a minute ago. How do you know how to stand up in it? I bet you will fall, too. But then accused him of messing with Linda at the park. He yelled for a good while, and it made him sound guilty. Oh, no. See, you ain't got enough proof right here. Pine straw is not an act of guilt. No, what? Sir. You have to get more evidence to accuse this man of this, because she had pine straw on her, because she was at the park. Now, with them kids and them dogs there, you know, dogs can find you no matter where you go. So I don't know how you think they didn't find them if they was messing around in the pine straw, which I doubt very seriously. Yes. In the daytime, at the park, Shirley, no.
See, they'll
it
do it
was what
do it
Daryl
anywhere.
Said it was. And then, Shirley, you said, and don't let Linda off the hook, you need to talk to her. For what?
Check her. For answering his phone, and she doesn't know how Linda got pine straw in her.
That ain't her business. He brought them kids back spotless, which is good parenting. Them kids were not dirty at all. You're not giving Daryl no credit for the good job of parenting that he did. And all you want to do is you want to talk about how Linda got some pine straw on her. The fact of the matter is how the kids ain't got no pine straw on them at all. You better be a parent, Daryl. You better be a parent, boy. Running after dogs and sacrificing your safety and rolling around in that pine straw to get them kids
Linda.
Back to the house spotless and clean. But, oh, no, you won't accuse him of sleeping with Linda at the park in the middle of the daytime with two babies and a dog. How? I think
Post
he fell innocently.
Post your comments on today's Strawberry
Letter. You stop cutting me off
on your Instagram and Facebook.
And Linda was never at their house now.
And check out the Strawberry Letter podcast.
Now you're
but
lying.
But she did do it with Daryl.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Whatever happens today, plan to conquer it with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. True North Convenience Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. Our brew is truly perfect for any time of the day. During October and November, enter for a chance to win free coffee for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or find the mobile app in your favorite app store. Offer valid 10/7 through 12/1. True Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit detecttheSOS.com today to learn more.
Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Now, imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With the Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus to kickstart your rewards. Visit Gemini.com/card today. Check out the link in the description for more information on rates and fees. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy.
The Gemini credit card is issued by WebBank. In order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice, and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other cost information, see rates and fees. The Gemini credit card may not be used to make gambling-related purchases.